This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Rush, authorities there have formally charged the person suspected of shooting dozens of people, killing 49 of them at two mosques in Christ City.
One offender, 28-year-old male, has been charged at this stage with one count of murder. He has been remanded to the High Court for the 5th of April.
He's identified as 28-year-old Britton Tarrant from Grafton, New South Wales, Australia. Investigators say that he had five firearms, and New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she will push for new gun laws after learning the suspect legally obtained the weapons used.
When people, of course, hear that this individual was acquired a gun license and acquired weapons of that range, then obviously I think people will be seeking change, and I'm committing to that.
The shooter broadcast a 17-minute live video after publishing a 74-page white nationalist manifesto in which he denounced Muslims and called immigrants invaders. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan said Friday that peace in Afghanistan is around the corner, citing ongoing negotiations between the United States and Taliban insurgents. Islamabad is credited for arranging Washington's direct talks with the Taliban that U.S. officials say has made real strides in recent days. Without elaborating any further, Khan asserted that the peace process would result in stability, trade, and economic prosperity for the region, and particularly for Afghanistan, to enable the war-shattered country to stand on its own feet. This is VOA News. U.S.